Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good Saturday morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Sandy.
Yeah, thanks for driving in this morning.
You bet.
And Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is one of our Home Show Garden Pro experts. And that is a group of experts who rotate through here on this radio show and give you gardening tips and landscaping tips and tree tips. Anything you see out your window in your backyard to beautify it and help your garden grow. So we're here this morning with Anita. And Anita, a little bird tells me that it is your 25th anniversary for Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy.
It is, yeah, this month. We'll have been open 25 years. I can hardly believe it.
Isn't that fun? Well, what I love about the Home Show Garden Pros is that you all have many commonalities, if that's a word.
It is.
So I love the family-owned.
Yes.
You're local. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not a big box chain. And many of you, I think most of you, have a site where you grow and source a lot of your own products. So they're fun stories that you all have, and I just love that. And I'm going to have a disclaimer here. You are a personal family friend of – you started out being a friend of Charlie's.
Yes.
And now I acquire you as a friend, too, I hope.
It's been over 10 years.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's not even a new friend.
Right. So how did Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens – how did y'all get started?
We moved to Texas in the late 70s and worked for another nursery that's no longer in business, a water garden place. Mm-hmm. And we were there for almost 20 years, and then we decided that we wanted to do our own thing.
Wow.
And Rolf and I both majored in horticulture, so we were in a niche type of gardening, and that was water gardening, but we love all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this gave us an opportunity to do it all and move in closer to Houston, closer to the market.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it started out as water gardens, but now you're a full-blown nursery and have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place out there. Now, have you been at that location the whole time?
Yes. Yeah,
while you've been?
Uh-huh.
Well, and you walk in there and you run into a Nelson of some sort. And not just the Nelsons, but everybody who works there knows what's going on. And I guess that's another common point is you go there and it doesn't matter who you talk to at our Home Show Garden Pros, that all the team members know what's going on and they know the plants, and they're great resources for updating our gardens.
Yes.
So this is a radio talk show, chat show. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, easy number, 281-833-3333. So you can call in with a question or a concern or a success story. Those are fun. Or maybe something that you're struggling with. So give us a call. And there are also resources. We have questions come in online a lot. So give us a call first. And then later on, if you can't get to us, you can always go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's an Ask a Pro button that you can send in a question to. So I'm sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our pro this morning, and they are celebrating their 25th anniversary as their own business. But you were just saying that 20 years before that, you were in it. So talk about pros. They have longevity. There's something else going on at Nelson's this weekend.
Yes, we're having our sunset sip and stroll. Sunset
sip and stroll.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it kind of took the place of our garden party. We used to have a garden party, and it started and lasted all day. But COVID came, and that was the end of that. And we realized that we were all so exhausted after a,
a full day
of garden party. And so this year we decided, let's just condense it into an evening event, because we also do two other evening events throughout the year, and people love them.
Right.
So we thought, let's bring one out into the spring And then the next one is always on July the 3rd, and then the next one after that is right before Halloween. So, yeah,
right.
It's a chance.
And you had an Easter egg hunt, too.
Yeah, last week, that was the first time since COVID.
Yeah.
We had everybody loves that. It's
yeah.
a lot of fun to, because we don't restrict it to children.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Adults get to hunt for eggs, too. And
yeah.
In the morning, we put out the eggs, and I accidentally dropped an egg down a crack, a really hard place anybody could ever find it. And I went and looked today, and it was gone. Somebody found that egg,
Someone
too.
Did get it.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't
yes.
know that adults could do the Easter egg hunt also.
Yeah. And they love it, too.
That's fun. Well, and it's a beautiful place to go and visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. If you just need some ideas or you need a break, you can go out there and, you know, you'll walk out with something that you found to add to your garden and your landscaping. So tonight, it starts at 5:30?
Yes, 5:30.
Sip and stroll.
Yeah,
out at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
We'll have live music. You can hang around as long as you want. Well, till 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
please leave after that.
y'all are exhausted because you've got a full day of
a full day of work
work today.
But there'll be wine and there'll be beer and then there'll be juice boxes for those who don't drink wine or beer and water and lots to drink and snacks and things. So. And live music, so come on out.
Yeah, and if you've never been there, it's just it's a fun treat. And if you have, I'm sure people already have it on their calendar because they know about it.
Yeah, and it's pretty at nighttime. It's a whole different place at night.
It is.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. And the weather here in April, we have had unbelievable weather.
We sure have.
The Farmer's Almanac says that it's been warmer and drier.
Yeah, it's been dry for sure.
Yeah. Well, warm, dry, and windy, I guess is what they've said.
The wind.
It seems unusual, which I'm not complaining. I love it.
It's always windy in the spring, but this year, my goodness.
Yeah, more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything we need to be thinking about with that kind of weather in April?
Well, we're having a fence put in on our property, so I'm seeing them digging in the dirt, and it is dry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would keep an eye on your landscape, make sure that that soil was dusty almost. So if that's going on in my yard, it's going on all over in Houston because people aren't getting as much rain at this time of year that we usually do. So I would keep an eye and make sure that your plants are getting sufficient water.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Anita Nelson mm-hmm. with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And Sandy here, we're taking your calls at 281-833-3333. David's on the line, and we're going to catch him after our break. So, David, hang on just one moment.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. I am here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. And we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And we have David. We have two Davids, I think, on the line. But David number one, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I have a question about some knockout roses I have. They're fully bloomed and everything. And, like, what does it mean? Like, when the petals fall and, like, I know y'all know your roses are, like, before it kind of blooms, it looks like the roses are kind of, like, burnt, maybe because it's from the sun. Like, should I clip those off, like, where it blooms and let some more grow? I guess that's the questions I'm asking, like, what does it mean, like, when the petals fall and, like, right before, like, the flower blooms, like, if it's kind of, like, looks like it's dying or something, should I just clip that off?
Hey, David, I've got a question for you. Is it in a pot or in the ground?
Oh, it's in the ground. It's in the ground, and they're knockout roses.
Okay. All right. Anita, what do you have for him?
Well, how many of the buds are doing, turning, you know, not opening up and blooming?
Oh, like, probably, like, more than 75%. Okay. You know, I feed it Miracle-Grow, the rose food, Miracle-Grow, it's pink. But, like, I mean, it looks good, but, like, it's just, like, a couple of, like, out of, like, the bush, maybe there's, like, 10 flowers. So it's, like, maybe six of them kind of, like, looks like they're dying. So I want to know if so I cut them and maybe another flower will grow or...
Well, I definitely cut back those buds, and I would put them in a plastic bag and throw them away because it could be you have an insect problem, thrips, something like that. It's hard to tell without seeing a picture of it.
Right.
And then also, roses will drop their petals after they bloom because they're going to be making what they call rose hips, which is actually the rose fruit, to make more plants. And at that point, you can do what's called deadheading, just removing all the spent blossoms, and that does trigger the plant into blooming again. So I would give that a try.
Now, were you saying, David, were you saying that the leaves were turning yellow?
Yeah, like some, like they're not even fully bloomed, and like it's kind of like around the edges, like a yellow, whitish, you know.
My rose, but one of mine is, I don't know if it's a knockout. I don't think it's a knockout, but I get some yellow leaves, a few, you know, on the stems, but I'm still blooming, and yours are still blooming.
Yes, okay. They're blooming.
Well, on an otherwise healthy plant, when you start seeing yellow leaves, sometimes that's an indication of too much water.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Are they draining well enough, you think?
Who, me?
Yeah, is the bush, is it sitting in a wet spot? Is it getting too much water?
Yeah, no, it's in a good spot. Yeah. I put the fertilizer, the compost, Nature's Way resources from Southwest Fertilizer. I mean, I put fertilizer around it. Not fertilizer, mulch, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Mulch.
Well, I think what Anita was saying, you know, deadhead, the dead blooms.
Uh-huh.
And you fed it, and it's draining, so, you know, and they're blooming, so that's good news.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. It's just that I want it all beautiful, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't think every leaf is going to be green all the time, because I get some of those yellows also, but the deadheading of the old blooms, I think, is a really good idea, because, Anita, that sort of helps stimulate the whole stem, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you leave the blooms on and it makes it fruit, the plant says, well, I did my job. I can just relax for the rest of the summer. But when you take the buds off before they can make a fruit, the plant says, oh, I've got to I got to make seeds. I got to make another plant. I got to recreate.
I've got to keep working.
You got to keep working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that deadheading is important. Well, I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. It does. And thank you very much.
Great. Keep up the good work.
Shout
Thanks
out to
for
my
the...
mom. She's listening. I told
her. Aww. What's mom's name?
Breon.
Breon. Well, good morning, Breon. I hope she does some gardening, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a good Saturday.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. And we have another David on the line, I believe. David, good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I have the same problem with knockout roses. I had a guy put some down. I don't think he did anything to the soil. The first year they had blooms. Now they came back up and they were nothing but stems. I heard about pruning them. I pruned them and I did get some roses, but very little. I was wondering, is there any type of soil I can put on the top side short of digging them up that might stimulate growth?
We planted a whole bunch of roses one time, and they were doing great, and then all of a sudden some of them weren't doing well, and I went and looked at them, and they had planted them too deep into the soil. They had covered the crown up. Those particular ones were not thriving. So I first look and see how deeply they are planted in the soil. And if they're planted below the crown, and that's the crown is where the the plant transitions from roots to branches, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I check that first. That's the first thing I check. And then after that, all things considered looking good, then we always go to Nature's Way compost because it's a natural way to get the soil working to bring in the good microbes.
Okay, you're breaking up. What is it called?
Nature's Way compost.
Nature's Way compost.
Yes.
Okay, and just put that down?
Yeah, you put that down about a half an inch around all the plants.
Mm-hmm.
But like she said, leave breathing room there. Make sure that it's not too high up on the stem.
Right.
The soil, yeah, the soil. And I've seen that happen a lot, and you can always tell because the plant will do well the first year, and then the second year, it's not doing well.
Right. So where can I get this Nature's Way compost soil?
At any of the Home Show Garden Pros nurseries, and probably at any nursery because everybody loves Nature's Way compost.
Okay, so that's what I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've already got a jump on the call, so if you've got something you want to share with us or chat with us about in your garden, give us a call. But we are going to pop out for a break, and we've got Maureen waiting on the line after we return.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. And just want to invite you to come see our nursery. We're expanding our selection of native plants this year, and we've expanded our propagation area and been busy planting seeds and rooting cuttings all fall and winter. It's always a great time to revitalize your yard and garden. Several customers have stated how much better their tomatoes and veggies taste after they've been using remineralizer on them. We've been stocking up on our famous leaf mold compost, native mulches and soils, and of course we carry a full line of the MicroLife products. They're the only ones we use in the nurseries. The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us and just have a good time and enjoy nature.
We're introducing a brand new general purpose compost made out of brush and stuff. It's great for flower beds and available both in bulk and bags, and it's a beautiful product. Nature's Way Resources, we're located right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45. Go east on 1488, one block over the railroad track. You'll see a big sign, make a right turn, and you'll run into it. We have a 42-acre facility waiting there to serve you. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and currently 8 to 2 on Saturday. You can always keep up what's coming up and when dates and times on our Facebook page. And also, if you're not subscribing to our gardening newsletter, it's free, called The Lazy Gardener and Friends. You can go to the website, naturewayresources.com, and sign up for it. So come by and see us, and love to help you.
Good Saturday morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. Easy phone number, 281-833-3333. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is one of our Home Show Garden Pro experts. She's here with us today. We also have Plants for All Seasons. You've heard Sherry here with us, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens in Richmond, Rosenberg area. Both Joey and Danny have been on the show. And Nature's Way Resources, you just heard from John Ferguson. He is north, just between Conroe and the Woodlands. And then we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. You can find them. So we have got Anita here answering questions and calls and concerns about your lawn and garden. And we have Maureen, who has called in. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I feel so overjoyed by hearing your voices this morning, especially Anita. Anita, I have my pond doing well in my yard, but, and the but is because I would like to purchase an apple tree, and I don't, I live in close into the city.
Yeah.
So my yard is not, you know, an acre. So my question is this. I can put it rather close to the pond, I would say about 10 foot, because I want to protect the pond that it gets its appropriate sunlight, because I have a night blooming lily.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to care for that. Plus, I would like to grow something that I can eat. So I love apples. So the other portion of that would be, how long does it take for the tree to grow and then start producing?
Probably 2 to 3 years, but I think you have to have two apple trees.
Well, I tried to get grafted uh-huh. apple trees, and
yeah.
apparently some of the people that really know
mm-hmm.
about the growing of the trees, they said that the people who are grafting are not at the moment. So I was even considering, since I don't have a lot of responsibility, I'm up in age, grandchildren are older, I guess about out of high school, so what my point is that I have time to kind of experiment and
yes.
learn how to graft. So I was thinking of possibly buying a Gala apple and maybe going with a Dorset, which means news for me, because I only understand them.
I don't know what the freeze, you know, there are only a few apples that you can grow here in this area because they have to have a certain, why word's failing me, they have to have a certain cold
freeze point?
A freeze point, yeah, like number of freeze hours.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if.
Yes, I'm very familiar with
yes.
that. I have listened to a lot of gardening
yeah.
shows, and that is critical.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gala, the Gordon, and there's a third
Anna
apple. I just can't bring it up in my memory.
Uh-huh.
I did buy one, and I loved it because each of them bloomed, and I had fruit just big enough for me, which is one pie. Huge. So it worked out well, but we must have gone through some bad spells because I did lose that apple tree. But while it was producing at the 3-in-1, I got it from Wash Van Burn. I think that's the name of it.
Wabash.
What is it again?
Wabash,
there we go. But that's a good 10 years ago. And I even went back and they said they just don't have a contact for me to be able to buy it. But I was happy to see the three different names. So I understand what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and it might be over my head and take too long. But if you don't try, you don't have any success. So I just thought, I'm trying to protect the pond is the actual question.
Okay, so
primarily on the apple.
Yeah, how far does she need to have it from the pond?
Well, apple trees aren't that shady.
Okay. It's not going to
be
like a big oak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it should be okay.
Okay. That
yeah.
10 feet is what she was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like that'll be a beautiful location.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all of our Home Show Garden pros, I've seen apple trees. Actually, I purchased one from Enchanted
mm-hmm.
because I had to replace a lot of my fruit trees this past year. So, you know, they could all, any of the Home Show Garden pros, when you go and talk to them about the different, do I need two, should I graft, you know, but the production, the location and the production, it sounds like we've covered, the location is good and producing is going to take a couple of years. And I know for some it's frustrating, but it flies by, you know, a couple of seasons will go and you'll all of a sudden see fruit on those trees and it's super enlightening. It's really satisfying to see that. But
yeah, that's why I want to do it. And the next question is, I just want to report in, my tomatoes are doing very well.
Oh, good.
And so now my question is, what should I be on the lookout for? Now, I know what leaf miner looks like. I know what a snail or a slug is. And I did take off a few of the slugs from a I think it's a Chinese cabbage plant. Anyway, that's the only thing that I have going that I see that I need to hop on. So I'll go and get Slugo or something similar. What troubles could I have with string beans? My string beans are up.
Hey, Maureen, hang on just a second. We'll touch on that tomato, and then we'll go to the string beans. But we're going to pop out for a quick break, and then can we come back and talk about the tomato and string bean issues? This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. We are taking your calls.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Give us a call and let's chat about your lawn and landscaping. But right now, we have Mike Sarant from MicroLife on the phone with us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. We've got a question for you. What's a good way to convert my lawn that I've been using synthetic materials on to a healthier organic lawn?
Number one, don't ever use synthetic fertilizers or pesticides ever again. Two, do a dual application of MicroLife Humate Plus and MicroLife Green Bag 624.
How long is that process going to take for my lawn to begin to love that organic material, the 624, and become healthier and greener?
Well, the soil, plant, and human body all start healing immediately, so you will get healing right away. It may take a couple weeks for the MicroLife to kick in, and if the yard has been very seriously degraded, it may take a few weeks, but stay on the program. Natural law and biology wins. You will be successful.
How often should I be watering my lawn?
Well, MicroLife will never burn like chemical fertilizers, but water does activate the probiotics or the microorganisms that are in there and helps melt the pellets that will go down and feed the soil and the plants. So I would just do a normal, good watering after you apply, and then we'll get our spring rains, and there you go.
Mike, it was great having you on this morning. Call anytime. And we love our chats with you, so thanks very much for being with us.
Sandy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I forgot to mention to Mike that I just yesterday used some of his Humates Plus on an area that which I'll touch on a little later, why I needed to use that in a certain area of my yard. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, and we are taking your calls. We have a list of people, but Maureen, I told Maureen that we would follow up on her question. She had a question about her tomato plants and her string beans. Anita, what do we need to be looking out for on those two veggies?
Well, for tomatoes, they're going to grow for another month, maybe another 2 months.
Okay.
And the thing that'll show up, I think, will stink bugs.
Oh.
Which I hate. I don't know how to treat them. I don't know how to get rid of them except just to knock them off and squash them. And the way I always handled stink bugs was to have a big tomato. It made big fruit, and then I had the cherry tomatoes because they're attracted to the bigger fruit. And then the other problem that shows up when the tomatoes start turning red is the birds. The birds will come and peck on the fruit because they're going to drink the moisture inside of the fruit. But Maureen has a pond, so she may not have that problem because the birds have a place to drink water.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good alternative. Mm-hmm. So that's on the tomato plant. Do we need to feed it anymore right now, or are we good on?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And then string beans. What do we watch out for those, and how do we
Well, string harvest? Beans are just like tomatoes. Once they're done fruiting, you want to get rid of them. And by the time they're fruiting is by the time all the diseases and insects are moving in on the plant. So
Keep
an eye on it, and as soon as it start to the fruit is ready, pick it all off and then yank the plant out of the ground.
Okay.
Because it's really not going to produce any more string beans.
Right, because the season is coming to an end for those guys.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So harvest and get rid of those plants, because the plants that aren't producing fruit are just going to attract problems.
Well, I tried keeping a tomato through the summer, and I did it. Mm-hmm. But just like everybody told you, it will not produce again.
Right.
You got to start all over in August with new tomatoes.
Because July just burns them up.
they just don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's great information. And I love the data about having a water source there to sort of attract the birds to use the water source instead of the inside of your tomatoes.
Well, all birders say that you'll get more birds in your yard with water than you even will with a bird feeder.
So. Oh, well, we're going to have to talk about those water sources. Wonder where we could get those water sources at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We have got a list of folks on hold for us, and thank you for waiting. Maureen, thanks for that phone call. She's always got some great information that we can share with folks. But we have Johnny and Rob. Johnny, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I got a question, well, two questions. One is the product you talk about, the compost, Nature's Way compost.
Yes.
Okay, can I buy it at All Seasons Nursery?
All Seasons. Now, Plants for All Seasons is one of our home shows. Okay, Plants for All Seasons.
That's them over there on 249.
Exactly. That's right, Sherry that you hear here. Plants for All Seasons on 249. She's just right off of the freeway. You can't miss her.
I know where I'm over there every other day. Like.
Yes, well, I hear you. The Home Show Garden Pros are fun and tempting places to visit as often as we can. But yes, I know for sure Sherry has Nature's Way compost, the leaf mold compost. She's got MicroLife products. And, you know, if you ever have any issues that you've got a picture of, always take a picture and show it to any of the Home Show Garden Pros that they can help also. But, of course, call us first and we can guide you if you need to.
Okay. How do they sell that per pound and how much per bag? Like for 40-pound bags, what?
Yeah, it comes in a bag. Yeah, I think it's 40 pounds, yes.
30 pounds?
Yes. I think it's a 40-pound bag.
Okay.
Or a cubic foot or something. I can't remember, but yeah.
Okay.
Just your standard bag of mulch. It's about the same size.
No, okay. All right. And now, another question I have about this pittosporum plant. In my yard, I got one section of the yard. Pittosporum did wonderful. They grow, and I have to, trim them down, two, three times a year, I guess. And then about 8, maybe 9 feet from there, I tried to plant 3, and they just die. And I give them the same treatment as I did the other ones. I can't figure out what's going on. I used that Fertiloam root stimulator when I first planted them. I got some real good, soil that I used, put down, mix in with the soil that's already there when I plant them, and water them every other day, and I don't know. It's just that section of my yard, they won't grow there.
Same sun?
Yeah. This is 9 feet from where the other ones are, and there's not a shade tree there.
Okay.
No shade blocking it. Nothing. Yeah, I can't understand that.
Did you plant them at the same time that you planted the other ones?
No.
Different time?
The first ones I planted, they've grown. They've been in the ground about 5-6 years. But I planted, about 3 of them, just about 9 feet from there, up against the little, the wooden fence.
Yeah.
And then going into my backyard on the side of the house, and they just won't grow.
What do you think, Anita?
I'm stumped. Are they the variegated pittosporum or the green one?
I think it's the variegated, kind of with the yellowish, whitish little spots on the, on the leaves. All from the same place and all in it.
Yes. And when did this happen? Did this happen?
Within the past 6-7 months.
Because I
planted them like last year around June, July, August, along in there. Yeah.
Before or after the big freeze?
No, just after.
After the big freeze.
July, June, July. Yeah.
Well, that just.
After, yeah.
That wasn't the reason then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't a freeze. No.
Yeah.
That wasn't a freeze.
And it sounds like the soil, you really prepped it well with the soil.
Yeah.
Are the other ones next to a fence?
No, they're right up against the house.
Up against the house. But the ones that are dying, were they up against a fence or the house?
Right. Yeah, those are the ones that are up against the wooden fence. It's not a metal chain link fence. It's the wooden fence.
Are there other plants? Are there other plants thriving next to that fence?
Now, on down from there, I've got some Indian hawthorns in the ground, got some caladiums around the tree. That, but it's a good distance from that plant, and this is not shaded where I was planting them at. Yeah, I made sure I put them in the area where they could get plenty of light, sunlight. I didn't plant them under a tree. They are good. I'd say 10, 12 feet from this tree.
Okay, now you said you were watering them every other day. Anita, could that be an issue? Is that too much water?
Yeah, quite possibly, yes.
So it could be.
Yeah, but I don't drown them. I don't soak them, you know, when I'm wet, you know, when I'm watering them. You know, I know just about how, you know.
Right. It sounds like you know what you're doing.
I'm going to tell you something about the garden place over there. What's the name of it?
Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah. There's one guy over the south side to him. His name Cody. He's the top guy. He's been over there a while. And
And he's helpful. Oh, what happened to Johnny? Uh oh. All right. Well, Johnny was talking well about Plants for All Seasons, and he was having a problem with his pittosporum, and we are almost stumped because it sounds like his soil is good, his watering. He knows about his watering. He's not new to this. His sun is good. I'm just wondering if he shouldn't be patient. You know, I've had a few plants that I've planted that have been common to other areas of my yard, and it seems like it's a good year or so. You know, I'm like, golly, you're really struggling. And then all of a sudden, the plant decides 18 months later, okay, I am going to thrive. So I wonder a little bit about that. And you mentioned on the roses, you know, not having them too deep. Could that be an issue? I mean, he sounds like he knows what he's doing. Johnny knows what he's doing, but that might be something too, that he could maybe pull some of the mulch away from the base a little bit. Maybe let's let it breathe a little. What do you think, Anita?
I thought about that, but I was under the impression that he's tried several times to plant in this one spot. And if that's the case and he's planted them somewhere else, then that isn't what it is.
Okay.
But that could be. And I also thought there could be a layer of clay, a clay pan underneath there in that spot that's not in the other spot, that's making that soil hold more water in that one little spot. That's not unusual here in Houston to have a clay pan under.
So humate, could he put some humates on
there? Humates would break that up, yes.
Okay, so Johnny, if you're still listening, that's a great point, Anita, is that there could be a clay shelf in there.
Yes.
So Humates Plus will specifically break that clay shelf up. Does he have to dig, or can he just put it around the plants?
Yeah, he would just put it around the plants. Okay. It'll take a while. And I also wondered about the fence. I was trying to think.
Yeah,
Is the fence treated with something that is leaching into the soil and killing the plants?
Right.
But I wasn't able to determine from what he said if there were other plants that, you know.
Well, Johnny, thanks for the call. That was a great mystery call, and I think we touched on a lot of different topics, so hopefully some of those are helpful. Call us in and let us know, Johnny, if any of that works over the next couple of months. So good luck with those pittosporums. This is Sandy, but most importantly, we have Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens as our Home Show Garden Pro answering your questions, and we have a list of folks who are calling in. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Revolutionize your woodworking game. Circle Saw makes woodworking easier with Surf Prep sanders, abrasives, and accessories. Want proof? Award-winning Surf Prep foam abrasive pads mean no more hand sanding. That's just the start of how Surf Prep takes your sanding game to the next level. Come see and try the entire line of Surf Prep sanding systems at Tom Tynan's Home Show Pro for Tools. Circle Saw, 2510 Ella Boulevard, just inside the 610 North Loop. Circle Saw.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscapers' pride. We have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. Jenny, tell me about that locally sourced raw materials.
I'm going to say 90% of the bark, the wood that comes into our facility, is sourced within 50 miles of us. So it's all local. It's all in Texas. The general exceptions to that would be if we were sourcing cedar logs or cypress logs, because we actually grind up whole logs for that premium mulch versus just using byproduct and waste wood, which is a perk to ours. It makes it more premium. And then when it comes to our amendments, we try to buy as much fertilizer or amendments that are made in Texas as possible. Of course, not all of it's possible. Some of it comes from out of state, but as much as we can source in Texas and within 50 miles, we try to do.
Putting things that are natural to our environment in our lawns is just going to be that much more helpful.
Yeah, and the owners of Landscapers Pride, just the general management, they're adamantly against recycled wood in the sense of we don't grind up pallets, we don't grind up dimensional lumber, anything like that. All of ours is pure wood sources, which is another perk of naturally organic that we start with.
Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
It is landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Good sunny Saturday morning here on Home Show Garden Pros. I've got Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And this is a call-in chat show about your garden and landscaping needs and wishes and dreams. We also have Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. All of those are our Home Show Garden Pros, but today we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens sitting here answering your calls and chatting with you about your outdoor spaces. We have got a list of callers here, and I will take Rob is next in line. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question about tomatoes. You don't mind jumping back to that?
No.
I have two tomato plants. They're in pots. They're about one's in a 5 gallon, another one's in a 3 gallon. And I have nothing but rose soil on it. And then I've got some leachable compost on the top. But they are not doing hardly anything. One's a cherry, and it was about, 10 inches tall when I got it. It's about 11 inches tall now, but it has fruited. I have a little, just one little stalk of tiny cherry. The other one is a larger tomato, but it's doing the same thing. They're not really growing. And I've grown tomatoes in just basic Miracle-Gro potting soil, and they've done really well. I don't know what the deal is. Any idea?
I think it is the soil.
Really?
Yeah, rose soil, I don't want to be critical, but I had rose soil put in one of my gardens and nothing grew real well either until I mixed real soil into it. So what I would use is I would get John Ferguson's remineralizer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mix
is that
in.
Like azomite?
It's like azomite, exactly. But I use both products, actually.
I'm sorry, it's what?
It's like azomite, yes. But I use both azomite and because the mineral profile is much better when you use both products, I feel like.
Okay.
So.
And it's not too late for him to use this? You think he'll get any production?
It's always worth a try.
Yeah.
He's going to improve the soil for the...
I think I'm just going to replace them and use the rose soil somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you've had experience with rose soil that's not the best soil for it? Because I'm using it kind of for everything.
I think that the rose soil works great when you're putting it on the landscape, because then the native soil is worked into it by the microbes and the grubs and all that in the soil. But
what
in
about
a pot,
the roses?
Yeah, and it works great that way, but.
In
it's
a contained
not a, in
pot.
In a container, you'd probably be better off using a potting soil. Yeah.
Would it be the same for hibiscus?
I think it'd be the same for hibiscus as well. Because where I applied it, I had it, I didn't actually put it in. The landscapers put it in, and it was 12 inches of the soil.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, this is the second year that the rose soil, it's all getting mixed together, and the plants are doing better and growing better, but the first year they did terrible. So I think it's the soil.
Only rose soil the first year?
Yes. Yeah. And I also, every time a plant, I grow bog plants in my garden. I mean, grow it for our shop. So every time we had a plant that did not thrive, I took the soil and threw it into the rose soil to get it all mixed in better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it's all doing much better.
When it's mixing with the earth soil. So.
Right. And also the organics in the rose soil are breaking down as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all mixing. It's being contained in the pot with a tomato plant that it sounds like Anita is saying that.
I don't think rose soil is a container soil. It's not designed for container soil. So I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Well, that's no problem. I only have about 25 pots of that.
Oh, well.
And so some plants are going to do okay, but obviously
they're doing
tomatoes,
okay, no. But just the tomatoes are the only thing not thriving.
Yeah.
And remember Anita said maybe you could add some of the remineralizer to those pots, and that'll help neutralize some of that rose soil.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. It's magic. Well, there are a lot of magics. Seaweed, the liquid seaweed's magic. I mean, for different issues, but I hope that helps with your tomato plant. Give us a call back and let us.
I'm just going to grab some new plants before it gets too hot and give it a shot.
And can I just
had a problem with tomatoes before until I did exclusively rose soil.
Oh yeah.
I expected them to grow gigantic and rapidly, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm going to say, because Anita probably doesn't want to say it, but where you buy your plants is important too. And I hate to be biased, but the Home Show Garden Pros, most of the Home Show Garden Pros are growing their own plants or they're sourcing them very locally. So be careful where you buy your veggie plants too. So, but it sounds like you've got some experience. So hopefully you're getting great plants and it was just your rose soil.
Yeah, I think it is, because I bought them at the same location, and they've always been great.
Okay, good, good. Well, Rob, I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
All right, have a great Saturday. Thank you. Bye. So that was Rob, and we have got Ray. Now, Ray is next in line. Is this correct? All right, good morning, Ray. Oh, Ray, hang on just a second. I'm getting a signal from the board op. Hang on just a moment. We're going to be right back with you. This is Sandy, but more importantly, Anita Nelson with Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. We will return after this break and then talk to Ray. Sorry.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Sandy, but Anita Nelson is here with us from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Easy number, and we've got a line of folks who would love to chat with Anita. And thank you all so much for being patient with us. And Anita, I'm telling you, it is so fun to hear all the different calls, because mm-hmm. I learn something every time. And you and I were chatting during the break that it's a mystery. You know, sometimes we just have to trial and error. So it's not only stimulating our eyes and our environment, but our mind, because we've got to figure things out sometimes. But for me, patience is really the big thing. And I need to be careful about that, being patient and not just getting frustrated with a plant and ripping it up. So I've learned a lot. But we have got Ray on the line. Ray, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Great. I put down a bunch of new mulch that my landscaper brought in. I'm not even quite sure where he brought it from. But now I've got a ton of weeds in my flower beds mixed in with my all my wife's flowers, and I'm puzzled as to what to put on it to get rid of the weeds.
Oh, gosh, I feel for you, because I have the same problem. I don't like to use any type of weed killer of any time. So I usually smother the weeds or pull them up. That's how I take care of the problem. You smother them with mulch, but apparently this mulch had a lot of weed seeds in it. That's a shame. But a good couple inches of mulch should take care of the problem for you. And the best mulch of all, the one that keeps weeds from growing the best, is pine straw. It doesn't look all that pretty, but it works. Even nut grass won't come up through pine straw.
Okay.
So maybe...
Oh, lovely.
I know. So maybe get out there and pull any of the big ones that you can, and then a little layer of the pine straw to get rid of them.
And, you know, Mike Sorant, I listened to him last week. He was saying, you know, when you're really in a bad mood...
Yeah, go and yank those weeds up.
Yes.
Right. But then he also turned around and said, Sandy, those weeds are not growing to annoy you. But that was mainly in the grass where the St. Augustine would choke it out. But
yeah.
Yes, I've heard the garden pros, you guys have always said, you know, get what you can out. And then that's a great piece of information about the pine straw mulch.
Yes.
Okay, so next time around when he has to mulch his bed...
And then the nice thing about pine straw is it isn't going to smother your landscaper plants because it's real light and fluffy.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And that might be easier on your knees than pulling every single weed out.
I mean, yeah, I do.
I'm not going to do that.
Yes. You'd laugh. I actually use pieces of pond liner to smother my weeds, and that kills them dead for sure, but... You have to be careful. You don't want to put it around your landscaper plants.
I've got so many different kinds of flowers growing right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man, the weeds are coming up. And I just...
Oh.
Well, I hope that helps. The pine straw, that sounds like it could be an option. But, yeah, we'd like to avoid the, you know, chemicals, spraying those on there, the synthetics. So.
Yeah, my wife was out putting vinegar out. Like, yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would.
No. A lot of the organic weed killers are marginally effective. Smothering is the best way to really get rid of them, I think.
Well, Ray, right. Good luck. I hope that helps. I'd love to hear if the pine straw helps a little bit. So give us a call back after you are successful.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson is here with us from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And this is a co-op knowledge of Home Show Garden Pros, of nursery owners. And they come through the show and they answer your questions and concerns about your garden and landscaping. And we take your calls at 281-833-3333. And we will return right after this.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Call in show at 281-833-3333. We have had quite the phone calls and variety of phone calls. I have learned so much this morning. Mm-hmm. Sitting here with our Home Show Garden Pro, Anita, with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Now, you had just mentioned at the break, we had Ray calling about the weeds in his beds.
Yes.
And one thing that you wanted to mention to Ray, if he's still listening.
Yeah, Ray, if you can't get down and pull up the weed, at least take the flowers off of the weeds so it can't make more weeds.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's really important to remember.
Yes.
And I've heard that about the lawn weeds also. When they start flowering, you're really going to have an issue. Yes. Because they're flowering and they're spreading.
Yes.
Their seeds, and you're just going to get more. So get the flowers out at least, the weed flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had also mentioned the pine straw. I'm curious about that. That's a great hint. I did not know about the pine straw, and I think that's something I need to have on my garden shelf as a go-to.
Yeah. You know, pine straw it's hard to put down because it's all sticky together.
Okay.
Whereas mulch is...
Yeah, you can toss it.
Yeah, but that's also why pine straw works so well against weeds, because it kind of binds itself together, all those.
Okay, all right. Well, I that's just great information. And like mm-hmm. I said earlier, it's fun to hear the different mysteries. Okay, yeah. Let's figure this one out. So, Ray, if you're still listening, get the tops of the weed flowers off, because you're just going to spread more weeds there. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are a call-in show, like I said, at 281-833-3333, and we've got a list of calls, Anita, we're going to take after the top of the hour here. So Terry and Randy and Johnny, y'all hang on and we will be with you. We also have questions that we have received from our homeshowgardenpros.com where they've sent in an Ask a Pro, and we will get to those when we get a chance, but we'll take callers first. But Anita's been sitting here with us, and we had earlier talked about Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Tonight at 5:30 is their Sip and Stroll.
Yes.
Go out and visit them. It's a beautiful place, but it's just as beautiful and in a different way in the evening. So that'll be a fun night activity for you. And kids, you can bring your family, right?
My family's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
So your I want to see your family.
Right, right. So, you know, make it an outing tonight.
Families are where it's at.
Right, right. So enjoy that, the Sip and Stroll at mm-hmm. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We will be right back after this break.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.